Sydney Sweeney says you don't have to fantasize about drinking her bath water because you can lather up with it.
Ooh, and Kate Winslet did not play about her daughter seeing a little hanky-panky on the big screen growing up.
Also, Jenna Fisher says, the hell with a day at the office and risked it all. More on this later on, so
let's get this started.
Okay, kicking things off with some summer heat. So Miami Swim Week has been heating up the runways, but no one got everyone sweating more than Megan Thee Stallion and Jordan Chiles. Ooh, wow, ooh, looky there. Okay, let's go. So Meg strutted the catwalk at her Hot Girl Swimmer fashion show wearing a platinum silver bathing suit, showing all those curves. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom.
Killing it.
Yeah,
honey.
And then Jordan Chiles flipped down the runway. There she comes, serving cowboy vibes in a tiny white bikini for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit show.
Oh.
That's quite an entrance down a runway.
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't have risked it.
I know, right? There's a lot that can go wrong.
Off stage.
Who do you guys think did it best, Megan or Jordan?
Both of them, honey. They both did good.
Yeah,
I love that swimsuit Megan have on, bitch. I would love
to wear something
like that.
Yeah, her hair is one, honey.
Yes, she's crushing it. Jordan, too, baby.
Looking fit.
All right, honey.
It takes a lot of confidence to do a front flip in a bikini.
Yeah, honey.
That's how she's used to it.
What does she do?
She's a gymnast.
Yeah. Now we got to deduct some points. Because like, we thought we saw somebody doing something they normally don't do. Like,
yes, look. Yeah.
Well, normally they're in like the one piece, you know, the unitard, I guess.
That one piece is like a swimsuit, too.
But this brings like Sports Illustrated meets the Olympics.
Right.
We're here for this.
Yeah, this is the sports part of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Well,
and then when they do that pommel horse too,
oh,
in the bikini.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, I'm almost there, baby, with my two piece.
No, you not. No, you is not. Well, since we're on the topic of sexiness, not referring to your two piece, Gary.
Thanks.
Tanner, your girl Sydney Sweeney is selling her bathwater.
Oh
my God. So Sydney did an ad for Dr. Squatch, the soap company, about a year ago where she was soaking in a bathtub. Remember that, Tanner?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. Remember that head crack?
Oh, he does. Heard about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, fans wanted to know what was done with her bathwater after the shoot because they wanted it for themselves. Well, y'all, Sydney spilled the soap suds about it all on social media with the caption, "You kept asking about my bathwater after the at Dr. Squatch ad, so we kept it. Introducing Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, a very real, very limited edition soap made with my actual bathwater."
Ooh.
So, Tanner, are you going to buy a bar of Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater Bliss?
Listen, I've said some really bad things on this show, and it's about time I washed my mouth out with soap, Brad.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of things I'm embarrassed about, and what better way to clean and refresh?
She got to be lying, because first of all, who would want somebody's nasty-ass bathwater?
You'd be surprised, man. There's a market for everything.
Dead skin. Yeah. She's in the tub. The dirt. So because it's put in soap, does that make it clean? So then it's not her bathwater anymore.
There's enough of her in there.
A clonable amount.
Oh my God, you guys are crazy.
And they would really be liking the part, honey. They would love that, honey. It's
gonna probably smell like soap.
You never know, honey. What does Gwyneth Paltrow smell like?
Even though hers was named that, it didn't smell like Gary.
Wait, it didn't?
Oh my God.
I never bought the candle.
Let me find out you got that candle at home when you sniffing it, thinking it's smelling like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, Mia Threepleton, honey, said that she was censored from her A-lister mom's work as a child. Now, Mia revealed, honey, when she was a little girl, her mother, Kate Winslet, used to cover her eyes whenever the car sex scene from the Titanic came on. She said, "I remember the car scene happening, and these hands appeared from behind my head and covered up my eyes. I was like, I can still hear everything." And she also said, honey, that she has never watched the film, honey, in entirety. So, Brad, are you going to do this for True Legend, honey, if your sex scene from The Shy pops up?
No, child.
What about you here, Craig and Tanner? Would y'all kids watch the scene when y'all having sex?
Yes, boys.
We got to champion this sort of thing. Like, growing up, did your parents ever cover your eyes?
Hell no, we used to go see Foxy Brown, honey, at the theater, honey. And that's probably what put me in the position that I'm in now.
You wanted to be Foxy Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She was a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah. Yes. But honey, I saw when Pam Grier cut that man thing off and put it in that pickle jar, and brought it to his wife. It was so touching. That's why I didn't want to be a boy ever again.
Ah. Oh, is that what discouraged
That's
you?
That's what discouraged
I'm
me, Brad.
Sorry,
so this Pam Grier fault?
The movie, yeah, part of it, yeah.
Oh, man, wow. We should let her know.
I know, honey. Pam Grier, if you're listening, this is what happened.
She was acting, Gary, as a movie.
But that thing in the jar looked real.
You know, it probably
it
was.
Yeah, probably was. Special effects.
Well,
the things people do before their big break. So the Orphan star Jenna Fischer said an old boss fired her because she ditched work to party.
Oh.
But not just any party. It was a Saturday Night Live party.
Oh.
So Jenna used to transcribe for live industry events, and if she finished early, she could enjoy the festivities. Well, she got wind of an SNL party, and she lied about being sick and dipped early to sneak into the party.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately for Jenna, there was some haters in the building that ratted her out to her boss, but Jenna says it's all worth it because she met Molly Shannon.
Aww.
She said, I sneak into the party, and I can't even tell you. Then I see Molly. I see Molly Shannon, and I think, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go say hi to Molly Shannon. She looked at me, took me by the shoulders, looked at me deep in the eyes, and said, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. It took me 10 years to get on Saturday Night Live, and my best advice to you is you just know it'll eventually happen if you just stick with it. Superstar. Well, eventually, 10 years later, Jenna finally made it, and the two ladies ended up at the same movie premiere, and Jenna was able to share her story with Molly. So sometimes you gotta risk it all, man.
Yeah.
Get the big reward.
Have y'all ever lied about being sick to get out of something?
Yeah, everybody lied. To get out of some hell. Some of y'all say that not to come to work.
Oh.
I'm glad you think that.
Now, I'll go to work sick, but like, I will definitely dive in on an opportunity if it presents itself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's some opportunities you cannot pass on.
Mm-hmm. Right. You just got to sneeze on through.
Yeah, sneeze on through.
Cough on through it, baby.
Okay, moving on. Nick Lachey said he boo-hooed when his and ex-wifey Jessica Simpson's reality show The Newlyweds came to an end. But it wasn't because of the check. It was because of the crew. Listen to this.
You don't talk to the crew. You know, they're fly on the wall. And I say, guys, if this is ever going to work, that's just not how I'm wired. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be in my house and, you know, basically watch my every move and we're not going to talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's just, I actually came to really love the crew. I mean, I remember crying the day we shut down because you develop relationships with them.
They're family.
They really became family.
Oh, wow. Okay, can you guys identify with Nick? Do you feel that way? Do you guys feel that way about the Dish crew?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that came in with here. Courtesy Walk Chris. Remember him? Like, he would fart, but he would do a courtesy walk just to, like, clear the room. Like, I miss him.
He's the one who gave it to the room, to the word courtesy walk.
Yeah.
Oh. Portia.
Judith.
Judith, yeah. Yeah, the whole Dallas crew.
Heidi and Frank.
L.A. crew.
Yeah.
The Detroit crew.
Yeah.
There was a Miami crew.
Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry. Yeah, absolutely.
So just so many. I'm going to miss y'all, too.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, coming up next, we're going thirst trapping with the stars, all of this, and so much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, for the most of us, the start of June has us saying goodbye to spring as we pull out our favorite summer gear.
Yeah.
Well, for IT couple Tyler Lepley and Miracle Watts, they started off June by taking down their Christmas tree. As you can see here, Miracle is recording her fiancé, Tyler, while he takes down the Christmas tree in June while somber music plays in the background. So what do y'all think of this?
I mean, they both kind of booked it busy, ain't they? Like, sometimes you just don't be home like that.
Mm-hmm. My Christmas tree is still up.
Really?
It stays up year-round because I'm never there. I'm not at home.
Do you put seasonal decor on it to, like, reflect the times?
My friend Noelle, what we do, because I have a Christmas party every year, she just comes do a little touch-up with the decoration, and I have the same tree and everything's still up because I'm not there.
Well, you have summer ornaments on it because it's summer?
No, because when I'm in the summer, I'm just there for a couple of days.
Mm.
So, honey, I just leave the tree up. I think we should leave our tree, though, because it's part of the decor.
If that's the case, you need to put it up right after Halloween and it can stay up. But no, June, that's a long time.
I think year round is good, honey. to keep your tree up?
No, Gary. It's going to get dusty. It gets old. Mm. Yours has probably been up for like 10 years. Yeah, it's probably got stuff crawling in it.
Yeah, yeah, rich people,
cobwebs on it.
You got actual living things in your tree now.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, honey, moving on. Now, there's a new viral prank going around social media that I can't get enough of, y'all. Now, this trendy prank consists of straight men calling their straight homeboys, honey, to wish them a good night. Oh, my God, how sweet, y'all. So see what happens, y'all, when radio host Big Boy, honey, pranks his friend OT Genesis, y'all, and Exhibit. Oh, this is so beautiful. I love it.
Brother tired, man, so I'll just call and say good night.
What the? Man, what the is you? Man.
No, I'm about to shut it. I'm about to shut it down.
Man, you don't call on the phone and say that.
No, I'm just calling and say good night, man. I'm about to go to sleep. I just want to say nighty night.
Man, get off my.
No, I'm just calling to tell you nighty night. Yeah, what you doing, man?
Man, f- you.
No, I'm about to nod out, man. And...
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so good night, man.
Good night, big.
Nighty night, bro.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Oh, y'all, it's just cute, y'all. Straight men just showing their homeboys affection and love. This is why straight men die of heart attacks at an early age, because y'all so hard.
I would have to agree. Like, we're so programmed to where, like, we can't accept no type of love or no outside affection for nobody without thinking something's up. Or like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
So I think tonight, Tanner and Headcrack, we should call each other and say goodnight to each other. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to tape it and we're going to bring it back tomorrow.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes. We should also FaceTime each other, too.
If I'll accept a FaceTime from you in the middle of the day. But once that sun goes down, I'm not accepting the FaceTime.
Okay. So
that's when the freaks come out. So yeah.
Okay, up next, one flight attendant gets in big trouble for trading his wings for his birthday suit mid-flight. Ooh. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, for the most of us, the start of June has us saying goodbye to spring as we pull out our favorite summer gear.
Yeah.
Well, for IT couple Tyler Lepley and Miracle Watts, they started off June by taking down their Christmas tree. As you can see here, Miracle is recording her fiancé, Tyler, while he takes down the Christmas tree in June while somber music plays in the background. So what do y'all think of this?
I mean, they both kind of booked it busy, ain't they? Like, sometimes you just don't be home like that.
Mm-hmm. My Christmas tree is still up.
Really?
It stays up year-round because I'm never there. I'm not at home.
And do you put seasonal decor on it to, like, reflect the times?
My friend Noelle, what we do, because I have a Christmas party every year, she just comes do a little touch-up with the decoration, and I have the same tree and everything's still up because I'm not there.
Well, you have summer ornaments on it because it's summer?
No, because when I'm in summer, I'm just there for a couple of days.
Mm.
So, honey, I just leave the tree up. I think we should leave our tree, though, because it's part of the decor.
If that's the case, you need to put it up right after Halloween, and it can stay up. But, no. June, that's a long time.
I think year-round is good, honey, to keep your tree up.
No, Gary, it's going to get dusty. It gets old. Mm. Yours has probably been up for, like, 10 years. Yeah, it's probably got stuff crawling in it.
Yeah, yeah, rich people,
cobwebs on it.
You got actual living things in your tree now.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, honey, moving on. Now, there's a new viral prank going around social media that I can't get enough of, y'all. Now, this trendy prank consists of straight men calling their straight homeboys, honey, to wish them a good night. Oh, my God, how sweet, y'all. So see what happens, y'all, when radio host Big Boy, honey, pranks his friend OT Genesis, y'all, and Exhibit. Oh, this is so beautiful. I love it.
Brother tired, man, so I'll just call and say good night.
What the? Man, what the is you? Man.
No, I'm about to shut it. I'm about to shut it down.
Man, you don't call on the phone and say that.
No, I'm just calling and say good night, man. I'm about to go to sleep. I just want to say nighty night.
Man, get off my.
No, I'm just calling to tell you nighty night.
All right, good night, big.
Yeah, what you doing, man?
Man, f- you.
No, I'm about to nod out, man. And...
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so good night, man.
Good night,
bro.
Good night. Sleep tight. Oh, y'all, it's cute, y'all. Straight men just showing their homeboys affection and love. This is why straight men die of heart attacks at an early age, because y'all so hard.
I would have to agree. Like, we're so programmed to where, like, we can't accept no type of love or no outside affection for nobody without thinking something's up. They're like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah. That's how it is.
So I think tonight, Tanner and Headcrack, we should call each other and say goodnight to each other. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to tape it and we're going to bring it back tomorrow.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful, yes. You guys.
We can also FaceTime each other, too.
I'll accept a FaceTime from you in the middle of the day. But once that sun goes down, I'm not accepting the FaceTime.
Okay.
That's when the freaks come out. So yeah.
Okay, up next, one flight attendant gets in big trouble for trading his wings for his birthday suit mid-flight. Ooh. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation.
It's the last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Okay, return your trays to their upright positions. One flight attendant has made headlines for going missing mid-flight. After noticing he went MIA during his in-flight duties, his coworkers started looking for this man, and apparently, being over 30,000 feet in the air, he wasn't high enough then, because to their surprise, they found him in the business class restroom, naked and dancing.
Oh.
His colleagues dressed him in first class pajamas and buckled him into a first class seat. We think the guy popped pills when he was meant to be working. One crew member who witnessed the incident told The Sun. The employee has since been suspended while the investigation is ongoing. That gives a whole new meaning to the friendly skies, right?
Yes, oh, that's yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That had to be more than just, like, weed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like on the drug scale, where do you think we're at? Is this angel dust? Is this PCP? Think it's acid?
So have y'all ever taken anything to enhance y'all sex or flying experience?
Yeah, you have a drink on the plane. Mm-hmm.
That's your flying.
If you want, that's your flying.
What about you, Gary? Any enhancements?
No, honey, I'd be taking something to keep my damn nerves down.
Yeah?
I'd drink wine. But if I was to see him, honey, I'd be like, girl, look at this dancing queen, honey, on the plane, child.
You want to party with him in the lavatory?
Mm-mm. Those things are too small.
You want to join the Mile High Club?
Mm-mm. I mean, wait, depends on who it was. Now, if he was something like that, I would have squished in that little old bathroom, honey, and came out with a smile.
Well, that's all the Mile High tea we have for you today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.